neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
What was his name? Lavan. So he chased after his son-in-law, Yaakov Nalom Shalom, and then we see in the end, they established a covenant. So what did they do? They collected stones, and they put it on one another, and they called it, what do you call it?
Gal.
Gal, right.
They called the agreement Gal-Ed.
It means that this is right, Gal-Ed, and Laban called it right, Yigal Sahaduta. So now here we see Rashi Kedosh points out that at the time that Laban came and they had the type of discussion why he left and so on, and Yaakov Avinu explained. So then we see in the end, they had the feast, right? So it says that Yaakov told his Ehab. What does Ehab mean?
Laban and the other people. Or also his kids and the people that they were after him.
Kids or brothers?
Brothers. No, they are brothers. His brothers, they were not there.
Brothers means people who he had brought after him, who had worked with during the time of Laban, that they acquired.
Very nice. Very nice. So now here we see in two different Pesukim, Rashi interprets brothers in two different ways. Once he says, these are brothers, and then again he says, these are his children. It's the same term, Ahab. But he interprets it in a different way. Right, so why he has to interpret it in a two different ways, a one term. You follow? We have Pasuk, Bezat Hashem, after you repeat Shema, when you go home, for sure, you look at your Chumash. It's very easy to remember. It's Pasuk 54 and also 46. It's very easy to remember. What are the Pasukim? Right. So you look at it. So now here, we see that Yaakov Nalom Shalom arranged a barbecue for them. It says, Ve'izbach Yaakov Zevach Bahar. It doesn't mean that he brought a sacrifice. So now here, so he celebrated with his father-in-law, because they made a covenant that they're going to harm one another and so on. And then in the end, it says that he sat with his children and had bread. So now here we see the interesting thing here is that he called his children brothers. That's what Rashi explains, right? In Pasuk 46. Why? What's the difference between brother and children? Right?
Yours. Brother is brother.
Okay.
Two different parents.
Okay. What's the difference?
Brothers and sisters.
So one is brother and one is children. Yes. Hazaka Baruch. Very nice. So in Hebrew, the term that we use for brother, what is it?
Ach.
Ach. Achim. Why?
Because two brothers, you go to the Ach.
Because one cares about the ach of the other. He cares. So that's why I got ahim. When one says ach, that means he's in pain. So the other one runs to help him. This is called achim. Yeah. So that's why it's called achim, because that's what they're good for. So now here we see that Rashi HaKadosh explains that when Yaakov Avinu Shalom wanted to make this covenant as a symbolic, these stones put together one another, he called the children achim. Why? Because many times, like let's say you happen to be somewhere, and then you turn around, you see there's nobody there. As they say, they put your hand in a pilaf walnut. You know what that is? Okay, you ask tonight, they explain to you. So now here, Rashi HaKadosh says, why the children of Yaakov Avinu Shalom, they're given the term of achim, because you need to do a lot of work here. So you need somebody to back you up. So the children of Yaakov Avinu Shalom, they were caring children, they were tzaddikim, they loved their father, so they came and helped. So now that's a very important point, that sometimes, you know, you're looking for achim. What is that for achim? That means you have some ach that needs to be taken care of. You need the achim to come and take care of it. So that's one point. But here we see a very interesting thing, and that is, Laban was not around there. You know, it's very interesting. You see, look at the Pesukim afterwards. Laban says, see, this stones that I erected was lying. He didn't do nothing. Nothing. He didn't do nothing. But you look at the Pesuk, he lies again. He says, I did this. But here, he didn't do nothing. Yaakov and his children did it. So now here, they learn a very interesting thing. One point relates to one-to-one relationship. But the other matter here is that some type of, let's say, organization, type of work, when they go to work, they wear uniform. What does that mean?
They're all unified.
They're all unified. For how long?
As long as they're wearing it.
As long as they're wearing it. I mean, as long as they're working, like 9 to 5, 8 to 4, 10 to 6. So after they leave the work, what happens? That's it, you know. You take your uniform out, that means I have nothing to do with you. Who are you? That's it. So now here, many times, that there was an unfortunate misunderstanding that happened in Europe, let's say, in Germany, in Spain. The Jews felt, you know, let's wear the uniform. They did exactly the same thing that other people did. Exactly. They went the same place, they ate the same thing, in the same time, and then in the end, they realize, no, they don't believe our uniform that we wore. But they felt, let's to be like them. Like last week, we had the memorial of Kristallnacht, November 2nd. So that's what happened. They felt they're one. That's what they wanted to be. But then in the end, they realize, no, they don't believe on uniform. But they wanted to be exactly the same thing. So here we see, Tzadik Moshe is teaching us an interesting thing. It's an unbelievable thing. Laban says this covenant is called Yigasa Huduta. According to his understanding, his language, Yaakov says, no, this is not Yigasa Huduta. This is Gal Et. What do you mean? Has nothing to do with us, how you call it. Just imagine today, you talk to an 8-year-old kid, 3-year-old kid. How does he talk to you? What language he talks to you? English.
Yes.
The parents are Persian or Israeli. No? We talk to you in English. Here, after 20 years, Yaakov Avinu Shalom says, no. We don't believe in your language. And here we see Torah Tanusha is teaching us, we have to be very cautious that Chas V'Shalom, their custom will not blend in your system. And that's why here, what difference does it make? You call it anything you want. But here, Tzadok Shabbos comes and tells us, no, that is a start of disaster. When you accept the term of other nation, then it's end of it. And that's why here we see the whole scenario that Laban chases after Yaakov and how the covenant takes place, who eats with who eats with the other, how they name it, only to teach us, be cautious. And we have experience, you know, what happened in Germany, what happened in Spain. Why? Because they didn't learn what exactly happened here. Fine. Fine. That's true. But the point of the matter here is, Yaakov didn't accept it. Yaakov didn't accept it. And we see, as we see exactly what we're going to learn this Shabbat, Esav suggests Yaakov, let's go together. Let's walk together. He said, no, Chas v'Shalom, we cannot cope with you. We cannot pay. We don't have the pace as you. She said, you go. No, we come. We'll meet later. Why? Because that was his intention. It was. Let's walk together. Let's do the same thing together. Let's learn from one another. He said, Chas v'Shalom, we cannot create a harmony with one another. And that's what exactly the whole alert is. That Chas v'Shalom, you should not feel, you know, what's a big deal? No, what difference does it make? No, shh.
What would have been wrong to Jacob? You have gone with him and you have taught
him. Esav? Yeah. So that's the whole point. Because when Jacob and Shalom visit, he tells him, Yeladim Rakim, they're naive. Look at today, where they at, what they do, what the mentality is all about. You ask him, who is Abraham? He doesn't know. Who is Yitzhak? He doesn't know. Why? Because he's Rakim. They're naive. And that's what Yaakov Avinu is teaching us. Yeladim Rakim. And they're so easy to be molded. And that's what we see today.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.